Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 9th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. HNRNPK lactylation amplifies inflammation and exacerbates myocardial ischemia / reperfusion injury by regulating JAG2 splicing. The study identified that myocardial ischemia / reperfusion injury involves profound metabolic reprogramming and lactate accumulation. It uncovered that lactylation, a lactate-derived post-translational modification, links this metabolic stress to aberrant RNA splicing in cardiac inflammation. The RNA-binding protein HNRNPK, or heterogeneous nuclear ribonucleoprotein K, was found to mediate this connection. This reveals a critical regulatory pathway for inflammatory gene expression in the context of ischemia / reperfusion injury. Article number 2. Overcoming intrinsic barriers in myofibroblasts permits efficient cardiac reprogramming after infarction. The study demonstrated that direct reprogramming of cardiac fibroblasts into induced cardiomyocytes offers a promising strategy for heart regeneration. It revealed that after myocardial infarction, quiescent cardiac fibroblasts activate and differentiate into myofibroblasts, which drive pathological cardiac fibrosis. The research established that converting these injury-activated myofibroblasts into induced cardiomyocytes can simultaneously alleviate fibrosis and replenish lost cardiomyocytes. This indicates that overcoming intrinsic barriers in myofibroblasts is crucial for achieving efficient cardiac reprogramming. Article number 3. YAP promotes microtubule growth to facilitate sarcomere disassembly in adult cardiomyocytes. The study discovered that the protein YAP, yes-associated protein, actively promotes microtubule growth in adult cardiomyocytes. This promotion of microtubule growth facilitates the disassembly of sarcomeric structures. Sarcomere disassembly was found to be essential for adult cardiomyocytes to de-differentiate into a fetus-like state, enabling successful cell division. These findings clarify a key regulatory mechanism coordinating cardiomyocyte de-differentiation, cell cycle progression, and sarcomere reorganization. Article number 4. Opportunistic screening for Chagas disease, using an artificial intelligence-enabled ECG, prospective evaluation of feasibility and diagnostic accuracy. The study demonstrated the feasibility of opportunistic screening for Chagas disease, using an artificial intelligence-enabled electrocardiogram model. It established the diagnostic accuracy of this A1 ECG model, which was further enhanced with 3 epidemiological questions for improved detection. This approach was found to enable earlier detection of unrecognized Chagas disease infections in a prospective evaluation. The findings support the use of this A1, ECGE, P1 model as a valuable tool for timely antiparasitic therapy or optimized cardiac care. Article number 5. COL1A1, enhanced CD44, / SLC7A11. Interaction in cysteine uptake result in CD34 less than soup greater than plus less than / soup greater than foam-like macrophage accumulation in transplant arteriosclerosis. The study uncovered that chronic transplant arteriosclerosis, a primary cause of long-term graft failure, involves the accumulation of CD34 positive foam-like macrophages. It revealed that this accumulation is driven by an enhanced interaction between CD44 and SLC7A11, which is promoted by COL1A1. This enhanced interaction was found to increase cysteine uptake, contributing to the formation of these specific macrophage subpopulations. The findings elucidate crucial origins and regulatory mechanisms of inflammatory macrophages in allograft arteriosclerosis, providing targets for therapy. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.